The Nantucket Golf Club is so exclusive that there is no sign for it off Milestone Road, the 6-mile artery that connects the quaint and historic town of Nantucket, where the ferries pull in after the 30-mile trip from the mainland of Massachusetts, to Sconset, spelled S-I-A-S-C-O-N-S-E-T, often shortened to Sconset, the old fishing and artist's village on the far eastern edge of the island. If you make the mistake of turning onto the club's long driveway without a member or an appointment to visit with one, you'll be stopped by security at the gatehouse a couple of hundred yards up the road and told to turn around. The membership fee at the Nantucket Golf Club these days is $475,000 per person, more than double the $200,000 that investment banker Edmund Hagem corralled from about 50 initial members when he first conceived of the club in 1995 as an alternative to the nearby and infinitely snootier Sankaty Head Golf Club. At Sankaty Head, founded in 1923, the waiting list for membership is said to be decades at best, although it's never been clear whether that's simply a ruse to keep out the unwanted, or whether the demand to get in justifies the waiting list. Sankaty Head secretes old-money charm and shabby gentility. Membership dues are much cheaper at Sankaty Head, assuming you can get in, and so it also includes among its ranks a disproportionate number of the year-round residents who would be unlikely to afford the pricier confines of the Nantucket Golf Club. And after Columbus Day weekend, the official end of the season on Nantucket, anyone can play a round of golf at Sankaty for about $25. But that's not even remotely the same as being a member. Some say Sankaty Head is changing. In recent years, a few Jews have been added as members, and the cheap after-season access to the golf course seems to have disappeared. Hagem, now 86 years old, got tired of waiting for Sankaty to let him in, despite his qualifications. A fine golfer, his Horatio Alger story reads like that of, well, Horatio Alger himself. After he was born in Los Angeles into a failing, dysfunctional family, his parents divorced when he was 3, and then his father kidnapped him and told him his mother had died in childbirth, even though she was very much alive. His father lost all his money in the Depression. He overcame these setbacks. He received a scholarship to the University of Rochester and then went to Harvard Business School. Armed with his MBA, Hagem, of Syrian Jewish descent, headed to Wall Street, where he made a fortune big enough to give the University of Rochester $30 million in 2008, its largest single gift. And he has given full scholarships to more than 200 students at a variety of colleges and universities across the country. He was chairman of the board of the Brunswick School, the Tony private school in Greenwich, Connecticut, among the places he lives when not on Nantucket. Sankaty Head rejected Hagem's bid to become a member, which was a shame, as he had just built a nearly 7,000-square-foot house overlooking the Nantucket Harbor. Since it seemed he wasn't going to be able to play golf on Nantucket, he briefly thought about leaving the island. But necessity being the mother of invention and all, rather than slink away, Hagem decided to get even and, along with golf course genius Fred Green, began the nearly impossible task of building, from scratch, a new golf club on Nantucket, just as they had in Vail and would later do at Queenwood Golf Club in the London suburb of Surrey. He and Green negotiated to buy the 300 or so acres of land they needed for $8 million from a branch of the Tristram Coffin family, among the original white settlers of Nantucket in and around 1660. For the $20 million he needed to build the 18-hole links course, the clubhouse, and various other buildings, Hagem enlisted a group of other wealthy, new-money types, including Robert Greenhill, a former Morgan Stanley bigwig and the founder of his own investment banking boutique, and Walter Forbes, the soon-to-be-convicted CEO of Cendant Corporation. Nantucket's decision to extend the runway at its small airport in the 1960s had brought a wave of billionaires to the island, literally in their private jets. The new golf club, adjacent to Sankaty Head, opened officially in April 1998. Like so many things on Nantucket, The club looks like it has been there forever. The clubhouse, a sprawling symphony of gray shingle-style architecture, sits atop a grassy knoll, giving it sweeping views of the otherwise flat but luscious terrain as it descends into the vast Atlantic Ocean. It could almost be mistaken for the Serengeti. The sunsets from the outside terrace are breathtaking. It was here, in August 2018, that Jack Welch, the octogenarian titan of American capitalism, invited me to lunch. We sat overlooking the ninth hole. Welch was the same age as Hajim, but had not aged nearly as gracefully. At that time, he got around tentatively, with the help of either a cane or, as he called it, his wagon, a three-wheeled triangular walker. He'd had health problems for years, starting when he had a heart attack and quintuple bypass surgery in 1995. In 2009, he spent 92 days in a New York hospital battling a staph infection. He almost died. Never a physically imposing man, he now seemed even more gnome-like, a big head atop a shrinking body. But his mind remained razor-sharp, and his personality remained a mix of infinite charm and biting candor. During his nearly 20 years at the helm of the General Electric Company, now known simply as GE, Welch became a legend. Welch made GE the most valuable company in the world, in the same rarefied league now inhabited, depending on the day of the week, by the likes of Apple, Amazon, Google, and Microsoft, or a combination of them all.